All set?
All set, sorry.
Okay, cool. Right, so basically, I'm just gonna go over real quickly some news I just got from the board on how we're supposed to deal with this remote control. And then I'm gonna turn it over to you guys to make brief presentations on what you found. And then we'll have a bit of discussion. So basically, what I just found out from the board, I don't know if you guys got this email as well, but it needs to be television only. So no, we're not doing DVD, we're not doing anything else, it's just gonna be a television remote. It also needs to have the company colors included in it. So it's red and black, and it has to have a slogan. In case you guys forget the slogan, it's "We put fashion in electronics." And no teletext. I'm not sure what teletext is, but I'm assuming you guys do, so we don't want to include that in this particular design for reasons that I don't really know. But it's the board, so there you go. So basically, given those guidelines, which will have some effect on how we design, we'll discuss it later. I mean, because it's television only, we'll be able to change our, well, we can sacrifice more function for a better television remote. Anyway, so I'm going to turn it over to the industrial designer to go ahead and make a presentation.
Okay. So do I unplug this bit here?
Yep.
That's page one of my presentation.
Very
Very
easy.
nice. Speaker's PowerPoint is lovely.
So the method, we're going to have to understand how remote controls work in order to successfully complete this project. Remote control works as follows. It's all pretty basic stuff, you guys. Sends a message to another system. So there's an energy source involved in that, like a battery or solar power, something along those lines. There's an integrated circuit, which is the microchip. That actually composes the messages, and usually the way a remote control works is it sends infrared bits to another system. User interface controls the chip, basically that's the casing and the buttons, and accordingly the messages as well. So my findings, I just did a preliminary study here, and I found that too much metal in remote design can potentially cause interference. The ability of the remote to send commands. And too much metal can cause remote to behave unexpectedly by receiving false signals. And too much metal is used sometimes people pick up radio signals and the like. And there's also the possibility of the remote catching on fire and injuring the customer. Just think of those lawsuits, that would be really bad. Therefore, I suggest primarily plastic construction. Components, just some ideas that I had, energy source. It's kind of hip to be eco-friendly, so I thought maybe we could do something with solar power with an alkaline battery backup. User interface, since we can't use metal, I was thinking maybe a high-grade recycled plastic. The chip, silicon-based chip, I don't really see any way around that. We can't really be different in that respect. The sender, well, I'm thinking infrared because it is the industry standard. Multi-channel, that's a word I made up. I don't means. PAL and NTSC compatible, and probably a 200-foot range. And the receiver, of course, is any number of electronic devices. But in this case, it'll only be TVs. Personal preferences, I really think that we should use plastic as opposed to metal. The company simply can't afford those kinds of lawsuits, which admittedly is going to come at the cost of a certain aesthetic value, so we're thinking.
Is there a way that we can use modern types of polymers or modern types of plastics that maybe do have some kind of aesthetic value? Like in the white, like if we talk about like, well, like on the lap on these laptops and other ones, they use a pretty nice. You can do. Is there some kind of nice color, quality plastic that we can work with?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. For example, the plastic they have on the laptop there is something that's perfectly possible for us to do.
Great.
My presentation.
Thank you very much, Simon. If next we can have the user interface developer go ahead and make a brief presentation, that'd be great as well. plug yourself in. Function if it real quick. Hold down. Is it plugged in well? There it goes. Good, Justin.
There you go.
Sweet.
Well, so here we have a my technical functions design presentation. So a few of the requirements we need here. We basically need to operate an electronic device. It needs to be universal, and possibly operate several different types of devices, although we now find that
Sorry, I didn't get that confused.
That's no problem. So some of my findings, basically want to send messages to a television set. That would be any number of different things, such as switch on the television, switch to the next channel, that sort of thing. I think we're all quite intelligent and know what a normal remote control does. Now, some of the other things I found is a complicated remote control. I'm sorry that we can't quite see my red there very well, but this remote control has many functions. So it can do a lot of things, but it is quite complicated, and most users will find that they won't use most of the functions because they don't know how to use them and don't want to take the time to learn how to do it. As you also notice, it's quite a boring design. Another remote control, slightly different. It's a simple remote control, many less buttons, but has many fewer functions. Much easier for the user to manipulate and use. It also has a bit of a cheap look and is also quite boring. So my personal preference is revolutionize the idea of a remote control. So attain the functionality of a complicated device but use a simple format of display for the user to work with. And I was going to add another slide here, but I didn't quite have. Just incorporating some of the ideas that we had previously, like having multiple face plates and whatnot.
Great, thanks for that, Ron.
Okay.
Yep, that's you.
I think so. Okay.
I can plug in.
Oh, that would be perfect, thank you. Slide jumping ready. Or not.
Give it a little bit.
So this is me. Basically, I was looking through some marketing reports that we've got, and we had a usability test where we were actually sort of like watching 100 people use TV remotes and see what it is that they're using, and then they filled out a questionnaire about what they like and what they don't about their general TV remote control practices. Pretty much through testing, we were finding out that most of the time, everybody's just using changing the channel, turning it on, using the volume. The majority of the time, that's all that's going on. The other functions happen. For some people, they're important, but the primary uses are really, really basic. And so big, complicated remotes, like one we saw in the last presentation, are really not the general public's use. They're not using a lot of it. They don't need it. They even find it frustrating when there are all those buttons they don't know what to do with. And we also found out that 50% of our people, the worst thing about a remote is how often they use it, and then they can't find it in a room. So I think what we're talking about with a pager or something will really come into play with a lot of these people. There's also a survey about what they liked about remotes, and pretty much they all think they're hideous and not very useful. And the younger demographics are all really interested in voice recognition options. I don't know if that's something we're ready to look into technically, that's up to the design people, but it is something worth thinking about, especially since the younger demographic is obviously the one that's going to keep growing. So if that's the direction we're headed, then it's something to think about. But basically, it really is the primary functions and getting it to look nice, which are the standards. So it's a good start for us.
That's great. Thank you, Sarah. Right. So, yeah, I'll just switch that back here. I'll finish up just a bit of discussion. Plan on for the next phase. Right, so I think we've covered most of these important questions through this, through you guys' presentations. We've got the industrial designer suggests, pretty much emphatically suggested that we need to go with plastic. Sarah, she's recommended that we go for simpler functions, so fewer functions. But we need to decide who are we selling this to. Your stats suggested that 75% of people under 35 want to thought about voice control. So do we want to go for that, or do we want to go for an older demographic? And my thought is, if we're going to go for a sleek look, I mean, we are putting the fashion in electronics.
We're not catering to the pensioners of the world,
yes.
I think. So
maybe this, we should look into this younger demographic. We need to wonder how we can make it better and smaller and faster. We're constrained to plastic very well. We've got this idea, Ron was saying, we need to think about revolutionizing the way it's looking, which might be easier given that we're going for simpler function and that we're going for tele. This voice operation thing, I think, is a good idea, assuming that it's doable, at least for the basic controls. Maybe we can balance it that way. You know, we can see, okay, you can't say, record Alias tonight at 7 p.m., but we might be able to say, volume up.
Yeah.
Right. I think it would be possible to combine the locator device and the voice recognition technology.
That could work. I like that.
With a simple command like locate.
Yeah.
And then
something very basic.
It could start to beep.
Right.
Before you found.
Is that only going to be within our 200 foot range then?
Oh yeah, I think that's fantastic.
The difficulty would be in, I think, like, you couldn't speak into the remote that you're trying to find. Can you have something that picks up a voice from far away?
That's a good point.
It's hidden under the couch. But then again, you have this Wii thing, you know, it's just a little chip or whatever that has the page button. Maybe that could be voice activated too.
A little sticky pad to stick on top of your television, and you just say something to into that, and it finds your.
Or an isolated magnet or something like, you know, something that wouldn't interfere. I don't know the technical thing, but yeah, I like that. I like that. The voice recognition for the paging system.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is we might be able to handle the simplicity of a remote control and kind of put the more complicated things into a voice control. So it could be sold to both the younger market and the older market. And the younger market could use kind of the voice control method. And the older market
might option.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And might consider the older market could use this simpler design with the traditional buttons and whatnot.
I was thinking
about the screen, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
If we're going to do this touchpad screen thing, and we still, do we know if that's an option technically?
It's
right now,
definitely an option technically. I've looked into costs of touchscreen methods and whatnot. They seem to be almost as cheap as a button method at this point.
Because it seems like an interesting option, especially because then you could have like your primary screen just be these, you know, four or five basic functions, and you'd have menu options or something to have all these other complicated voice recognition settings, things that you're not going to use every day and that a lot of people aren't going to use, but it is an option there for this high-tech market that sort of is the sleek thing we're going for.
Gotta wonder though, if we're adding so much technology to this one remote, are we still gonna be able to meet our 12.50 euro goal for selling these things? Mm-hmm. It seems like you're not gonna be able to handle all those functions with just one microchip. The microchip is probably the most expensive part of the whole mechanism.
Yeah.
So it's just something to consider.
Absolutely. Okay, well, Yeah, I guess we'll cross that bridge in the slightly later stages of development. But yeah, no, that's a perfectly viable question. Okay, so I'm seeing that we're going to just basically focus on this young demographic, aim it at them, but then in a sense that it's bells and whistles are available for anybody who wants them, but basically we'll make a sleek, simple function remote control. I think this voice recognition thing is, we've got a market for it. I don't think too many, we'd more or less be cornering the market on it as well. We don't have many. I appear to have lost my microphone. Right. We don't have many people, there's not very many competitors out there that do that, so cool. Right. I guess we've touched on most of this, the idea of a paging function, a touchscreen, and faceplates. The thing with, I see, would there not be a, we'd have to maybe sacrifice the faceplates for a touchscreen?
I'm not sure that's necessarily correct. I think if
No.
you kind of take the example of a mobile phone that kind of has a portion of the device is not interchangeable, whereas the surrounding portions are interchangeable,
Okay.
Just the casing.
we could have the casing be the faceplates.
Okay.
Back to the cost and material, we have to ask whether we're going to include a certain number of faceplates with the package. That's something that for say we're including 3 or 4 faceplates, this can drive the cost up. And the other question is, if we don't include them, are we really in a position to evaluate that market? We haven't done any tests on faceplates and whether see
Okay.
if there's even interest out there.
Okay,
Off
right.
the top of my head, it sounds kind of like a gimmick that wouldn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, because then we'd have to, who all, it's not like with cell phones, like where you have a, a Nokia Model X and then 10 people make faceplates for it. We'd just our model of phone, of remote control.
Well, the publicity of a faceplate on a phone is you have it out and around, it is sort of emblematic, whereas if you're just sitting at home, so unless somebody comes over to watch TV.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully some people have people coming over
True.
to hang out at your house, and
True.
most people have
True.
their televisions in the living room.
All right, well, we can discuss that one further when we think about
Yeah.
whether when we do costs and
Sure.
so forth. True, plastic is dead cheap, and if we're making the whole thing out of plastic anyway, yeah, we'll cross that bridge later. But yeah, we will have to evaluate what's most important. I think we've had a bit of discussion already on these things. Any other questions, comments that came up in these presentations?
Well, have we confirmed that we're going to go ahead with a touch screen?
Yeah, okay.
Because
Yeah, I think that would be best. Let's, based on what you guys have all said to me, let's go for a plastic built or a plastic cased, because that is easy on the cost. Try to look for some kind of high quality recycled plastic as you recommended. That's a great idea. With a touch screen for the basic functions. And we'll, yeah, let's provisionally, let's go for a touch screen one with several sub-menus for possible extra stuff that want, basically put the channel and the on and off switch on the touch screen. Do we have, wait a minute, it occurs to me that if we have a touch screen, people are going to have to recharge their remote controls. Yet, at the
True.
same time, that might help for this whole complaint of it being lost.
So it would have a docking base?
Then again, that costs as well.
Yeah.
So those new lithium batteries, they last 20 years even with the touch screen.
Do they?
Those new
Okay.
ones.
Can we
Can we
afford
afford
that?
to include one of those?
And will somebody buy it if we don't?
Well, I don't think, yeah, I can't see anybody buying a remote control that they have to plug in, so we'd have to see some kind of new battery technology. Okay, so let's go with a touch screen with some kind of, with some cutting edge battery technology.
For 12 euros.
Yeah, well, hey, well, it's worth looking into. If not, we can always default
It
to just doing a well-presented plastic, simple,
is. The basics.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can put the, we could, I don't know, I mean, I suppose we could put the basics on the center easiest, you know, people know the channel and volume function, make them large and easy to get at, and then the other bits and bobs, you know, go through menu. We'll do it via status. Okay, so look for the touchscreen and the battery. Focus on presentation. With this voice recognition option as well. Just as for the simple functions, the on, off, channels, volume.
Right.
A small paging function. Even if you can't do voice recognition for the paging, you know, just some kind of simple button that's just a, I guess, another infrared signal to the remote control and well, to emit some kind of paging, just a
okay.
beep. Right, so any comments? Thoughts before we break into going to the next round of individual work on this?
Since we're doing touchscreen, do we want to look into the possibility of people being able to input different types of skins for the, you know, the actual interface part of it, and things like that? Or is it just going to be one touchscreen for everybody?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What would be on that touchscreen? Because you said earlier that we have to think about company colors and logo or something, or motto. I can't remember exactly
yeah,
what you said.
We put
fashion
into electronics.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that if you're going to do a skin, you need to have some way for people to download or import skins,
right,
even the remote control.
And cords and
yeah, I think perhaps it's
too much.
Good idea, but yeah, I think that one might just be and just yeah, I think that one might just be out of the range for this particular.
Yeah.
A PDA would, it makes a lot of sense for a PDA because you're going to be using it to connect up to things anyway. But I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think we just need to come up with a nice black and red interface on the touchscreen.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in agreement with that. I'm wondering how we're going to get. We put fashion into electronics.
Well, but if we're going to use a touchscreen where it's going to come on, like on your cell phone, it'll have your carrier provider name come up first, like while it's loading, and then it goes away. Perhaps it can be like a temporary. Comes on every time you turn it on, and then that's it, because it is a bit much to have it like engraved on the back or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for a subliminal, maybe half a millisecond as it turns on.
Yeah, no, it seems like it would suffice to just have the RR on there.
Yeah, you would think, but.
But apparently not.
So I'm going to have their remote to boot up and see if the flashing thing is coming. I just want it to be on ready to go.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. And yeah, that would help the battery life too. And if the remote, they do have to press a button for the remote to turn on. Then again, who wants to turn on a remote control?
Well, all you have to do is touch the screen and automatically.
I'll wake up. Okay, I'll go into it.
Goes into
mode.
Sleep mode.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like the idea of putting the logo in the boot up screen. Nice. Cool. So, any last things before we break? Alright, fair enough. Sounds good. I'm going to save the copy of this Kishkesi reminders. I'm going to save a copy of this and the minutes that I'll do in a second and put them in the shared folder for later reference.
I've put my files in the shared folder as well.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That's fab, guys. Cool.